Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Romans, chapter 5. The fifth chapter of Romans. In your Scofield Bible, page 1197. Beginning with verse 15, we'll read responsively through verse 18. Romans chapter 5, verses 15 through 18, and in your Scofield Bible, page 1197. Shall we stand, please, all of us standing for the reading of the Word of God. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. And let's pray. Father, it's a good day. Thank you for Sunday. Thank you for the time that's set aside to come to a common meeting place where thy people can gather and praise thee together and rejoice in thee together and to hear the man of God preach thy word. We're fortunate to have a man of God. We're fortunate to have a church family. We're fortunate to have these who visit with us today. And how we pray for the manifestation of thy power and spirit to be upon us in a way that will bring glory to thyself and rejoicing in heaven. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
I want to speak this morning very frankly. I want everybody to be very still. I want no one walking out. I want no one to leave. I want you to be very still. I want everybody that can to find a seat. And if you're standing up, don't walk around. Just stay where you are. This building are packed out. We'll seat 7,000 people, including the mezzanine and everything. And, of course, there are thousands of others not in here. But I want us to be very quiet. Let me say this. What I'm about to say is what this is all about. There have been, literally, I mean this literally, hundreds of thousands of man hours spent for this service this morning. Literally. I mean unbelievably number of man hours. Now, that's what it's all about. This is it. This big league stuff. Nothing like this anywhere unless it's the same thing. I want to talk to you this morning on this subject. Just what is this gift? Just what is this gift? Our Heavenly Father, I ask you to help me because I realize that I hold in my hands this morning the eternity of several hundred people. If I don't give my best, somebody will burn in hell forever and ever and ever. It's a mighty big responsibility to be on the shoulders of one man. If I do my best, it just may be that hundreds of people will walk the streets of gold forever. So I pray you'd help me this morning, and would you get right close to me and speak with me and through me as I speak. Amen. Morning, I want, and put it where it usually is, I want this morning to do something I rarely ever do. Most of the sermons I preach here are to Christian people. Those of you that get my tapes, or those of you that sit in this platform, or this audience and hear me on this platform every week, are aware of the fact that almost all of my sermons are to God's people. On rare occasion, I preach a sermon just to those who are not Christians. Such is the case this morning. I realize we have visitors all over this room today. I want you, if you ever listen to a sermon, I want you to hear the sermon I'm going to preach this morning. I want you to listen to the sermon this morning as if your eternity, and well it may, depended on this sermon. I want you to feel like that I'm just chatting with you today personally. I want you truck drivers, and we're so glad to have you. I mean that. I cut up with you because I love you. That's why I don't cut up with you very much. But I want you to feel like that I'm talking individually to each one of you. I want you sailors back here today. I want each one of you young men to feel like Brother Hiles is having a personal chat with you. And I want you to listen to every word I say. I want you public school students today, and we're so honored to have you with us. I want all you public school students on both sides here. I want you to focus your attention right here just for a while. I want you to listen to every word that I have to say. And I want everybody in this great crowd today to feel like that I'm having a personal talk with you. So no talking, no moving around. Listen carefully. God offers to you a gift. God wants to give you something today. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Don't forget the word gift. Ephesians 2:89, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift. God offers to every single person here this morning a gift. I want to tell you this morning what that gift is. Look at me, everybody, no one looking around, everyone listening carefully. Please help her have a seat, ushers, right there. That's what the ushers are for. Help her to have a seat right there, quickly. Hurry. Listen carefully. Look at me. This is life or death for somebody, maybe for you. In 2 Corinthians 1:11, we find these words, the gift bestowed upon us. In Romans 5:15, we find these words, and I like this double, free gift. That's like saying wet water. It's like saying hot sun, a hot fire. But God wants you to know it's a gift. And so it underlines it by saying, this is a free gift. Somebody's going to say you got to earn it. God said, no, it's a gift. But you got to earn it. No, it's a free gift. And then in Romans 5:15, it says the gift by grace. Again, that's like saying hot fire or wet water. If it's by grace, it's a gift because it means you don't deserve it. It's by grace. A gift by grace. In Romans 5:16, it says, so is the gift. And again, Romans 5:16, it has that same term, free gift, once again. Romans 5:17, it says, the gift of righteousness. See, over and over again, gift. And then in Romans 5:18, the free gift came upon all men. I have in my hand this morning something that I enjoy. It's a gift certificate. It offers me turnip greens. It offers me fried okra. It offers me green beans cooked like they cook them down in the United States, south of Mason-Dixon line. I mean, the kind's got cholesterol, makes you die 10 years younger, but you don't mind living, dying 10 years younger because life is so full while you're living. This is a gift certificate to Cracker Barrel. Ms. Hiles and I will go to Cracker Barrel, and we will eat free of charge. It's a gift. We didn't earn it. Somebody gave it to us. It is a gift certificate. I'll come back to that in a few minutes. Now, the question is, whatever this is, you can't earn it. You don't earn a gift. Now, God says, I want to give you, listen to me, God says, I want to give you something. He said, it's a free gift. It's a gift by grace. That means you can't earn it. That means you can't earn it by getting baptized. Whatever this gift is, I'll come to that in a few minutes. That means you can't earn it by taking communion. Whatever this is, I'll tell you in a few minutes what it is. It means you can't earn it by living a good life. If you earn it by living a good life, it isn't a gift. If you get it by being baptized, it isn't a gift. You earned it by getting baptized. If you get it by taking communion, it's not a gift. You earned it by taking communion. If you get it because you turn over a new leaf or live a better life or join a church, it's not a gift. Whatever this is, it is a gift. And all you have to do to get a gift is take it. That's all you have to do. Now listen carefully. For the next 20 minutes or so, I want to explain to you what this gift is. Just what is it? Number one, if you take this gift, you will be saved from an eternal hell forever and ever. A gift. It's an unspeakable gift. A free gift. A gift of righteousness. That means this morning that by taking it, you can receive a gift that will exempt you from hell forever and ever. Revelation 20:15 says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Matthew 25:41 says, then should it say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Mark 9:44 says, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. But you say, Brother Hiles, my church doesn't believe in hell. We're not preaching your church. We're preaching the Bible. Yeah. Preaching the Bible. Now, that means this morning that God offers you a gift. What is that gift? An exemption where you won't have to go to hell. Now, that's a part of this gift. A gift? You say, Brother Hiles, what church do I join to get it? I didn't say it's an earn. It's a salary. It's a gift. But you say, what communion do I take? What sacrament? I didn't say it was a salary. I said it was a gift. Well, you say, what good works do I have to do? I didn't say it was a salary. I said it was a gift. But you say, what preacher, priest, pope, or rabbi do I have to confess my sin to? I didn't say it was a salary. I said it was a gift. All you have to do to get a gift is take it. Somebody else bought it, paid for it, gives it to you. And God said he wants to give you. Hey, that's good news. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to burn forever. You say, I don't believe it. God does. You better take what God said and tell him what you said. I don't want to go to hell. And anybody here that's got any sense does not want to go to hell. But you don't have to go to hell. God says, here's a gift. And inside that gift is salvation from hell. Let's examine the gift some more. Don't leave me. I'm going to get to something else after a while. Let's examine the gift again. It only is a gift of a salvation from having to go to hell, but it's a gift of heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. All these words were said by Jesus. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for every truck driver over here. I go to prepare a place for every public school student. I go to prepare a place for every sailor. I go to prepare a place for every visitor in this room. God said, I go, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What's in this gift? In this gift we have, what's in it? One, you don't have to go to hell. Two, you go to heaven. You say, Brother Hiles, what do I have to do to go to heaven? I said, it's a gift. What church do I join? God said, it's a gift. What denomination? God said, it's a gift. What kind of baptism? Immersion, sprinkling, pouring, dipping, or dry cleaning? What kind? What is it? God said, it's a gift. If you got to walk up there and get baptized to get it, it's not a gift. You got to take a cup of juice right there and a bit of bread right there, it's not a gift. You got to have a little some ashes on your head, it's not a gift. You got to go to a confessional booth and confess it to a man, it's not a gift. If you got to turn over a new leaf, it's not a gift. A gift can only be taken, and God offers you today the gift of not going to hell and going to heaven. Listen carefully. Don't miss it. There's something else in this gift. God will let you live in heaven forever. Not a visit, not a weekend pass, not a vacation. It's eternal. What else is in this gift? Don't miss it. Hey, this is a gift. Something, the best gift you ever had in your life. This is a gift. You can have it. What else? Oh, listen carefully. Your name. Hear me now. Your name will be written in heaven the moment you accept this gift. Whatever your name is. John Jones, Mike Smith, Gladys Peabody, whatever it is, your name. Think about that. Hey, think about that. Your name. God says, I'll put it in heaven free of charge. Free of charge. That isn't all. Got to hurry. Your sins in this gift. There is salvation from hell, a home in heaven, living eternally there, your name written in heaven. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. God will wipe every sin you've ever committed out of His books. You accept this gift this morning and you won't have a single sin recorded against you. All of them. You stand before God, have one sin against you, and you'll have to go to hell. But God said, you take this gift, and in this gift, I will give you a blank record, sins washed away, not a single sin written down in heaven. Hey, I sort of want to take this gift. I don't want to go to hell. That's a part of this gift. I want to go to heaven. That's a part of this gift. I want to live forever. That's a part of this gift. I want my name written in heaven. That's a part of this gift. I want my sins taken out of God's record book. That's a part of this gift. But there's something else. If you accept this gift, He will never again record a sin against your record in heaven. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord will not impute righteousness. That means this morning you can have your record clear. That isn't all. God will charge the personal righteousness of Jesus Christ to your record. And your record will be as if you had never sinned. Hey, did you hear what I said? Hey, did you hear me? Hey, did you hear me? Did you hear me, young people? Did you hear me, sailors? Did you hear me, truck drivers? Did you hear me, visitors? Did you hear me? You said, "Brother Howells, I'm a Christian. What have I got? What am I getting this morning?" You're getting to shout because all this already true for you. I'm saying this morning, here in this auditorium today in Hammond, Indiana, Northwest Indiana, March 1996, your name can be written in heaven, and it is a gift. Your sins can be blotted out. You can be saved from ever going to hell. You can be given a home in heaven. You can be given eternal life, but you'll never die. You can have your sins blotted out, and always will your record be clean. And God will see you just as if you had never sinned at all. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. I know what you're asking. I know what you're asking me. Okay, big deal. But how about this life? What do I get here? You say, "Will I get joy?" How about this life? Will I get joy? No, you won't. No, you won't. I wish I could tell you that you walked down this aisle this morning and you'd get joy. You won't get joy. You get eternal life. You get heaven. You get saved from hell. You get your name written down in heaven. You get your sins blotted out of God's book and never will be put in there. But you won't get joy. You've heard people say, "You want real joy? Come to Jesus." I'm sorry, but that doesn't give you real joy. You say, "Preacher, how about this life?" Oh, I got your attention now. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come in. That's not true. You say, "Brother Howells, will I get peace?" Nope. Will I get happiness? No. You won't go to hell. You'll go to heaven. Name written in heaven. Live forever. Sins blotted out. Never be recorded against you. Justified as if you'd never sinned. But you get saved this morning in that gift is not guaranteed joy. And is not guaranteed peace. And is not guaranteed happiness. And is not guaranteed contentment. Listen carefully. When you say, "Brother Hines, what do I get?" Hear me carefully. You get swoosh, just like that, a home in heaven. Swoosh, just like that. Salvation from hell. Swoosh, just like that, your name is written in heaven. Swoosh, just like that, your sins are blotted out of God's record. But how about this joy and peace and contentment and happiness? You don't get it, but you get its availability. There are hundreds of Christians in this room this morning that don't have joy. They have eternal life. They have a home in heaven. Their sins are blotted out. But they do not necessarily have joy. But it's because they do not choose to have joy, because God puts joy on the table and you got to eat it. But the difference in, as far as joy is concerned, between the child of God and an unsaved person is the unsaved person cannot have joy and a child of God has it available. You will not get peace, but you will get the availability of peace. You will not get happiness, but you will get the availability of happiness. You will not get contentment, but you'll get the availability of contentment. Now, people say, if that's what Christianity is, I don't want it. What you understand is this. That fellow that's not happy and not a good testimony, you can't see. You can see what he has, but you can't see what he could have. So God comes this morning and says, "Have a gift. Listen to me. Oh, listen to me." God says, "Have a gift for you. I've got 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 a gift I want to give you. Can't earn it. Nobody can earn it for you. It's a gift. Free. It's yours." Immediately, saved from hell. Immediately, reservations in heaven. Immediately, eternal life. You'll never die. Immediately, sins blotted out. Immediately, name written in heaven. Immediately, no sin ever recorded again. Immediately, God's righteousness put on your record, and there'll never be another, and you'll be just in the sight of God, just as if you'd never sinned. Hey, you understand that? You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying you can walk out of this building this morning, saved from hell, never go to bed at night again, as long as you live, and say, "Oh, if I died tonight, what would happen?" You can know what would happen. It's a gift that God gives you. It's a gift. And then not only that, God places on the table for you joy, peace, happiness, contentment. You can have it if you choose. Somebody gave us this gift certificate. Can you imagine how much fun we're going to have? $50. $50. That's $5 from his house and $45 from me. Don't need any help. I can have it by myself. That's a heap of turnip greens. That's a heap of chicken dumplings. Now listen carefully. I can walk in Cracker Barrel. I can give that big certificate at the desk. I can sit right there at that table and starve to death. I took the gift, but I can starve to death. And that's what's wrong with some of you Christians. You're sitting at the table with God's joy there, and you won't eat it. God's peace is there. Take up your spoon and take a bite of it. God's fork is there. I'm telling you, you can choose to be happy. You can choose to have joy. You can choose to have peace. You can choose to have contentment. But you've got to pick up the fork and eat it. Hundreds of Christians in this room today. You want to hold this for me? I'll take care of it. I better give it to one of them. Hundreds of Christians today, and that's why you look at them and say, "I don't want that." But you don't. All you see is what they've chosen to have. You don't see what they could have. If you get saved today, you don't have to have a sourpuss look like some of these Christians have. They've chosen to have that, but they could have chosen joy. You don't have to live a backslidden life in the world. They've chosen that, but you have the availability of the power of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the joy of the Lord, the contentment of Christ, the grace of God. All of that's available. Hey! It's a gift. It's a gift. Now, if you die and go to hell, it'll not be because you sinned. It'll be because you didn't take the gift. You guys have a wreck on the highway, three big trucks on Interstate 80-94, though they collided and burned. If you guys have a wreck on the highway tomorrow morning and you die and go to hell forever, it'll be because you didn't take the gift. Not because you said a bad word, though you shouldn't. It'll not be because of your sins, though your sins will cause you to need the gift. You'll go to hell because you don't take the gift. If you sailors out yonder, if you're on a ship someday and there's a storm on the sea, And the ship sinks, and you go out to eternity, and you go to hell. It'll not be because of anything except you did not take the gift. I want to ask you a question. What do you say? What do you say up there? Hey, up here, what do you say? What do you think? What do you say? Going to take it? I almost wish I weren't saved so I could take it again. You going to take it? It's a gift. Free gift. Gift of righteousness. Gift of justification. A free gift by grace. You say, Brother Hines, you make it easy. I didn't say it's a gift. God said it's a gift. It's a gift. I think you've got to repent of every sin you ever committed. Okay, you think what you want to, but God said it's a gift. I think you've got to make Jesus Lord of your life. Say what you want to say, but God said it's a gift. The wages of sin is death. If you want to earn something, you'll die and go to hell. You earn hell, but you get salvation as a gift from God Almighty. It's a gift. What you going to do with it? You say, Brother Hines, what have I got to do to get this gift? Don't ask me that. You're not that dumb. You take it. That's all you do. Well, you say, that's not what I've heard. That's why I'm preaching it to you. That's not what my denomination believes. That's why I'm telling you what the Bible believes. God says it is a gift. There it is. You want it or not? You want to go to hell or heaven? Want your name written in heaven, or you want your name written in the book of eternal death? Want your sins erased from God's records, or you want your sins splattered across the pages of God's eternal books? No leaving, please. Set spell. Nobody walking out. What do you say? What do you say? Well, I've never been the religious type. The Bible doesn't say it's given the religious types. It's a gift. I'm a big old he-man truck driver. Well, there's some she-women truck drivers over there, too. But it's a gift. Well, you say, hold it, preacher. Hold it now. You say, I'm a wealthy man. I can put my name on a check for $100,000. So can I. Mine won't go through, but I can put my name on the check. I don't care how much money you can write a check for and have it go through the bank. I don't care how much. You've got to take the gift. Now, if the gift is eternal life, not accepting is eternal death. If the gift is a home in heaven, then not accepting it is hell. Right, if a gift is your sins wiped off of God's books, not accepting it is your sins against you on the record book of Almighty God. If the gift is eternal life and a home in heaven, then if you don't accept it, you turn it down, you've got no other choice but eternal death and a home in hell. I don't believe that, says it here. What do you say? You see, Brother Hiles, I just never have wanted to be a Baptist. You're the one who brought that up. I didn't bring it up. You can be born in the baptistry. Feast off the leftovers of the communion cup table. Die on the altar. And go to hell if you think you can go to heaven because you're a Baptist. Didn't bring that up. I'm not talking about being a Baptist. I'm talking about accepting God's gift of eternal life. What do you say? What do you say? Here it is. What do you think? What do you say? What do you think? Hey, what do you think? What you going to do about it? A gift. Huh? What do you say? Hey, what do you say? Make up your mind. It's a gift. It's a gift. We say, Brother Hobbs, I never thought of it that way. That's why I'm telling you about it. It's a gift. Let me review and I'll close. I'm talking to you personally now, you personally, individually. You can walk through those doors. Listen to me. Say this, listen to me. You can walk through those doors and get in your car this morning. Or go home to your house this morning. Saved from hell. Not going to heaven. Not going to hell, but going to heaven. Eternal life. Name written in heaven. Sins washed away. Forgiven. Not recorded against you. And the righteousness of Jesus Christ given to you, and then the availability of joy and peace, happiness and contentment. What a deal. What a deal. The old illustration. Sitting in my office, a note came under the door. It said, call Mr. Jack DeCoster in Turner, Maine. I picked up the phone. I called Jack DeCoster. I didn't know who he was. Never saw the name before. He said, Brother Hiles, I was at pastor school a few weeks ago. I fell in love with you. You folks that never seen me before already understand why. He said, I fell in love with you. He said, I want to do something for you. He said, I'm in the egg business. And immediately I said, Just my luck. Egg business. Why can't somebody in the oil business call me? All I ever get to call, my guy's got six old hens. I'm in the egg business. I said, why can't a real estate businessman call me? He said, I want to give you something for your church or school. I thought it'd be the usual sacrificial Baptistic gift. A bookmarker for the Bible on the Lord's Supper table. And I'm sitting there griping. Egg business. He said, does your college have a gymnasium? I said, no. I thought I was going to buy a basketball for the gymnasium. He said, would you like to have one? I said, sure. What would it call? He said, would $500,000 do it? Yeah. What bank do you use? Who's your bank? Downtown Hammond. He said, in 30 minutes, $500,000 will be in that bank. I said, sure. 30 minutes, I'll be the Pope in Rome also. I went to Ms. McKinney's office, and I said, you won't believe this. Some nut just called me in the egg business. Told me he was going to put a gymnasium at the college and said he was going to... Phone rang. Who's your bank? Reverend Howes? Yeah. You know Mr. Jack DeCoster? No. She said, he just called. She said, there's $500,000 to your account. She said, but we have to have your verification that you'll take it. I said, don't high pressure me. My church doesn't believe in free gymnasiums. Sets out there this morning. Gift. All I did was take it. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. I have good news for you. A gift. What you going to do about it? Huh? It's yours. All these things. It's yours. No one will get up out of your seat for the next 5 minutes at least. No one will move. I want your heads bowed and your eyes closed.